person.
I know. I'm like kind of remember, because you know when you, which is weird. I've seen you many times before, but I remember you shorter. And actually,
me? Really?
I also pictured you shorter. Just a little bit.
Maybe you shrunk.
I know. I don't know why you guys both seem really tall to me today.
You heard it here first. We're both very
Danica
tall.
Shrunk.
You know, that's what I wonder too. Like, it's always kind of like a weird thing. Like, how tall is this person going to be? Like, what are they going to look like in real life?
Yes.
And
okay, wait. Actually, what's your review of my hair in real life? Be honest, because I'm growing it out, so I won't be offended if you say it's bad.
No, I love it. Okay, I love it a lot. I feel like you're one of the few people I know now in person, finally, that can pull that off.
It's true.
For the audience, it's Aunt Orphan Annie vibes hair.
You know, it's funny because I met you like one or two times before we did the Zoom, but this is how I know you, is this hair. So I don't really, like, what was it most of your life? Did you straighten it usually?
Oh my God, my hair journey has been absolutely chaotic. I've rebranded my entire personality once every 2 years.
Same.
Right, you have to keep up with the times. I went through, it was like, okay, high school, straight side bang. Straight side bang.
MySpace.com/1.
Yeah, it was like, it was very straight, very dead. And then college, I obviously like did bleach blonde. I was like, boys will talk to me.
You're not wrong.
And, okay, how do people treat you as blonde versus
nicer?
Thank you.
And I would say that I do have more fun.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. And when I did it, I decided to make a life change. And that was why I did it. And I noticed I felt happier.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because as soon as I got this little balayage with the tiny little bits of blonde, people have been a little bit nicer to me.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Wait, what was your life change?
I went through a bad breakup. I wasn't happy in my career. And I saw a Lady Gaga thing where she said the same thing. And I was like, I'm going to do that. And then I noticed a difference in my life. I'm serious.
Thank you, Lady Gaga.
I love Lady Gaga. I'm serious. It's funny when you have those celebrities that people, the average person has something bad to say about and starts offending you personally.
Yeah.
Like growing up when I was a little kid, people said I looked like Keanu Reeves all the time. So when later, when people would be like, he's a bad actor, I'd be like, hey, fuck you.
You took it personally. Yes. It was kind of like, wow, they were saying you're a bad actor too.
Kind of. And then when we were just talking to Sophia Johnson, she was like, I used to love Russell Brand and not so much now. Kind of hurt my feelings because people said I looked like him when I had dark hair too. Oh. So careful out there. If you don't like a celebrity, don't tell me about it, basically. It might hurt my feelings.
Okay, because you think you look like every celebrity.
No, I've had people tell me that.
I'm going to be like Mark Wahlberg. You're like, come on.
You remind me of Mark Wahlberg.
I know, it's because I'm like stocky.
You think he's stocky?
I'm like a sturdy little...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sturdy. Like low center of gravity would do well on a skateboard, boys. If anyone wants to teach me. This is going to be me being unhinged this entire time.
Yeah.
We're here.
No,
for
I
it.
Didn't make the statement, I look like Keanu Reeves. It was growing up looking like Ted from Bill and Ted. People being like, you remind me of that idiot from that movie. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay, confession. I don't know who that is.
Keanu Reeves?
No, Ted. Oh, that is
He
Keanu
played
Reeves.
In the Bill and Ted's movies. He was
Wait,
Ted.
Yeah, okay.
That was like his like breaking out point was those movies.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know anything about film or music. Oh, no.
Wait, what's your favorite song?
No.
She's like, WAP.
I'm like, okay, current. It's like, okay, I like. Okay, and this will make sense.
You're in a safe space.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
The listeners are going to blackmail me. Okay. I can't say. Okay.
Just say it.
Okay, right now, because I have a little playlist called Fierce on Spotify that I listen to a lot. And I right now, like, Bad Girls by Donna Summers is having like a moment on the playlist.
It is.
Which is like disco vibe.
She's having a full-on revival now. I've been like noticing that.
I'm like visibly relieved. I'm like,
you're
okay,
all good.
It's like the least embarrassing artist to like ever.
Okay, there's a lot. Because I purposely did that. I was like, it's like.
She's like, guys, I don't want to like put myself too out on a limb, but I love Mozart.
Yeah.
And hate me if you will.
I'm a queen for the classics.
I love her.
Yeah.
Me too. What's the one where it's like, turn off the light.
And you said you couldn't sing.
Yeah. Yeah. I leaned to the microphone. I'm like,
Here, you're like, Kevin, little reverb here.
Me trying to get signed as a musical artist.
I think I just saw that happen, actually.
Yeah.
I think my biggest issue would be like, what would I write a song about? I don't know.
You don't have to write the songs.
That's true.
You just show up and sing them.
I could be, I think, a good persona that couldn't sing. to be bravely, I want to be a singer who can't sing and also can't act if that opportunity ever came up for me.
I love it.
I love watching you act. I love your tweets.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I tweeted today, but it had a typo in it, so I had to immediately delete it.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. I know, and then you have to make or break decision. It's like, do you delete and say to the world, yeah, I care?
Or I do that. I'll do that. But yep. I noticed that the typos are often the ones that I'm most excited about, because while I'm typing them, I'm so excited, I skip a word.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, the world needs to hear this thought I just had.
Wait, do you guys want to hear the tweet? Yep.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so it was matching with a guy that already dumped me, Sisyphus and the Rock vibes, exclamation. But I made typos, I had to delete.
Oh no.
Can't you just retweet it?
No, because people already saw it. Mm-hmm. So they'd be like, oh weird, I thought I already liked this. Even though only one person liked it. Aww. Shout out to Nathan H. Hare.
The other night I like tweeted twice the same thing. Ooh. I had to tweet it, and then I was like, that is very drunk wording, and then I retweeted it again and fixed it, and then it was bad again, and I'm like, and I just took it down. I'm like, forget it.
Okay, wait, can we hear the tweet?
I like my drafts. It'd be funny if it might be gone. I don't even remember like what I was saying.
That'd be funny if you did those two tweets and the third one is just a picture of an empty beer can. This is what happened.
Actually, that's a good idea. For context.
Yeah.
I know. Twitter is like, my typos never fail on Twitter.
And I'm so bad. It's funny when you see just consistency in people's social media. Like, I'll notice, like, and I brought it up to her, but Sophie never uses any punctuation on Twitter, and that's part of her comedy appeal. It's just because if you don't use a period or anything, it shows no emotion, so it just looks so vapid. And that's like really funny. Like, her and Gavin Matz kind of have, their style is kind of vapid, so it works for that, you know what I mean?
No, exactly.
Okay, now we're doing like cultural critiques.
I love it.
Tweets. It's not even a critique, it's just like, that's just a good idea, because it represents you, your personality, in a way.
Punctuation.
It's no punctuation, or all caps lock. Now that's that kind of person. Wow. Which is very much a grandma move, by the way.
But if you do that, it's almost like you're doing everything in lowercase too. It has the same effect, right? It's
okay,
like
either
way, it doesn't matter, like all uppercase or lowercase. By the way, I couldn't find that tweet because I didn't even save it in my drafts.
But do we even,
I'm like, this is garbage.
Was it about a boy?
No.
Was it about something petty?
Something stupid. I don't even know. Honestly, I was kind of drunk, but like, I feel like I didn't even save it because it was like that unimportant to me.
Now I really want to know what it was.
I do too. I don't remember.
I bet it was like a subtweet. I'm trying to cause drama.
No, I feel like everything you say seems like a secret.
It's like a little secret scandal.
It's because I've been watching from the top, make it drop.
What's that?
No, just kidding. I'm watching from the top. I'm watching Real Housewives of New York City. So it's been negatively impacting my personality. Oh.
You know what I really want to watch is Real Housewives of Vancouver, but I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh well, guess what? I have news for you. This is your sponsorship. I'm like, download the HeyYou app at www.heyyou.com. But seriously,
wow.
That's what I have.
That is a good tip. It's funny because I was just talking about how I noticed the TV shows I'm too influential. So I think you're saying the same thing, which is when I watch Sopranos, suddenly I'm like, I'm not going to take shit from anybody. It sounds like
dangerous.
You watch.
Easily influenced.
Yeah, I am easily influenced. But I think like what you're saying is the same. It's like, I'm going to be petty because I'm enjoying this pettiness.
I love it.
Exactly. Well, I love it. You know, and it's like, in reality, when they get together with their friends and they bring up something that's very minor, but they do it like, okay, I just wanted to let you know.
It's a cautionary tale.
That's yes. me. I'm like in a one-on-one with my boss. I'm like, I just want to let you know that email you sent, it hurt my feelings.
And then yeah. like there's a camera that just pans to you like.
That yeah. pans to me with dramatic music.
Yeah.
I want before. Okay, I'm going to say it. I respect reality stars so much and I want to be one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you watch The Circle?
No.
That's mine, Alexi's favorite.
You gotta watch
I'm
it.
I'm like, okay, should I?
Yes.
It's so, he, honestly, I saw the ads for it. I thought it looked really dumb. Okay. And Kevin would just, well, he was very on me about it. And like, he's like, you have to watch this.
Okay. Okay.
And it finally
so two
did.
Fans. We have two fans.
No, yes. Sophie loves oh, yeah. it. A lot of my friends like love it.
Okay. What's the selling point?
Should I do the honors?
Yes, please. Because you're the okay. one that sold it to me. You got to sell it.
First of all, let me just get it out that all the reality shows people like, typically it's hard for me to get into for some reason.
Okay.
I don't really know why. Okay. Like for the same reason, I don't really like Pixar movies. Like I know they're good. I just can't do it. I don't know what it is. The Circle though is interesting because especially at the beginning of COVID, it was very apropos for what we were going through, which is it's a building where all the contestants are in the same building. So you can see them from the outside in their windows, but they never actually meet. And so there's eight of them, but two of them are catfish. And they have to do these contests and discussions every day. And you don't know who is real and who isn't. So they do a vote every day on who's the most and least likable. And the people who come in last, the last two spots get voted out. And so what you want to do is vote out the catfish. So it's how, it's either how real you can be or how phony you could be. And it's really interesting. And the guy that won followed me on Twitter and I immediately sent you a screenshot of like, Joey fucking followed me. Spoiler alert.
Is he still following?
Yep.
Wow.
And he likes my tweet sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's classic game. That's game.
Yeah.
That's game. Okay. Because yeah. I haven't bridged into game. I'm like, not to brag, but I'm more of like a realist.
Because we don't know how real reality shows are.
I'm a realist, but I do need to make the leap into game eventually. So maybe.
So you're telling me you haven't seen The Floor is Lava yet?
I was just about to ask.
I love The Floor is Lava.
Wow. You guys are in a very different reality echo chamber than
but
me.
But I think you like both.
I ask a lot.
I definitely like realist sort of things okay. more. Like, but I mean, sort of a game. Like, I'm a big like Drag Race fan, where it's okay. a little bit of both, a little bit of game, less. But the game is all like we're gonna build things.
We're yeah. gonna build which things. I'm, like, okay. Bad for.
See,
okay.
I like the positivity of that show. And yes. The cattiness okay. of the other ones is what I lose. That being
drag
said,
Drag Race is pretty catty.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
Because I
should watch it.
I should watch it. I know.
I'm always shocked to when I realize you don't.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Yeah. All my close friends love it, mm-hmm. you know? And like, there'll be people I'm a big fan of who are just like on it sometimes, like yeah. Gaga and Henry Rollins and stuff.
Yes.
So I don't know why I haven't really. It's, you know, what's interesting is like I love Breaking Bad and I love Sopranos and stuff. And everyone's always like, The Wire. It's so hard for me to get into it. I've tried like five times.
I've
it's just so
it.
Dry. I don't know what it is. It's like you need an entry point, and once you're in. You know
the
what I mean?
The dialogue does not penetrate my frontal lobe. I'm like, I don't know what anyone's saying.
Yeah.
I've never seen this. I don't even know like mm-hmm. the premise. I've never seen
The Wire is known to be the greatest TV show of all time. Like
really?
People say that. And same with Mad Men, which I also can't get into and I yeah. want to. Because when you get into shows where there's like seven seasons, it's like, oh, fuck yeah, this is great. There's so many seasons. So I want to like it. It's mm-hmm. just tough for me for some reason.
Wow. I can't believe you're not into Mad Men. Mad Men has it all. John
Oh, you
Hamm.
Love it?
Yeah.
Oh, John Hamm, though.
John. I know, John.
Yeah,
John.
He's super hot and he's really funny, too.
John is hot and funny, but apparently he was a bully when he was younger. Did you guys know that?
No.
How does that change your view of John Hamm? Be honest.
Not at all.
Not yeah. at all?
Because
what if
people
he did
can change.
Really mean.
Depends
on the type of bullying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. What type of bully is good and bad in your opinion?
Ooh,
well,
good question.
Speaking from experience, I was a bully, but what I need to say is that I was really fat and I was bullied a lot. And what I was doing was taking the bullying, like projecting it onto others. And like, so I get that. Like, but if you're just being mean, like pushing kids into ditches and like stealing their money, that's like a different type
that's
of bullying.
Vintage bully.
Yeah. That's like
the episode is called Vintage Bully.
That's vintage bully. You were, and I'll guess, and you can say, okay, you were mean comment on Facebook.
Yeah. I was like mean comment in person under my breath.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Mm. I was like not really to anyone's face.
Well, that doesn't sound like a bully to me then. It just sounds like you were judgmental. Because if you're not doing it to their face, is that really bullying people?
I was talking to their peers.
Oh, okay.
I was spreading, not even rumors, but I was just talking about people to their own peers, which is like, it sucks.
Mm. Okay. Wait, what did you say? Were you like...
Danica loves this.
I'm like, because I don't like a vintage bully and I don't like a super modern bully, but I'm into the like the in-between bully.
Well, so there's this one girl. Well, it was one girl that bullied me and I then bullied her back, but behind her back. Where she called me fat.
Okay, well, that's not bullying.
Yeah,
then.
That's self-defense.
Exactly. So like she called me fat and then I called her Dumbo because she had big ears.
Whoa.
See, to me, that's just fair game.
Yeah,
just,
that's an eye for an eye.
If she's bullying you and making your life hard, you're allowed to hit back.
Yeah, it's true. Actually, that's fair. Yourself. Maybe that's not bullying.
I think you've false identified yourself as a bully.
Yeah.
And this whole time,
yeah. Quit spreading that rumor about yourself.
This I just like spreading that rumor about myself. Oh god.
It's yeah. like an Oprah moment now. I'm like, you
have look under your seat. Yeah.
Danica, were you a bully?
No, I was. I was like the. No, I was like the biggest little like classic president you've ever seen.
What do you mean?
I was literally the student council president, valedictorian vibes.
Cool. Oh, sick.
I know. I didn't look at a boy till grade 13.
Wait. Are you from Ontario? Or are you actually grade 13?
No, I'm from Kamloops.
She means first year of college, right?
Don't they have grade 13? Yeah. And is that like what?
I kind of like because I was like 17 when I went to university, which is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Why is it embarrassing?
Because then you had to be like you were like literally lived on your own, but you still had to be like, hey, can you buy me a Mickey of vodka? That's my impression of me at 17. That's humiliating.
I feel like,
if you can, like, if you have to, like, cook your own food, you should be able to buy your own Mickey vodka.
It's true.
I think, though, the other students wouldn't think that's embarrassing and be like, oh, shit, that Danica's, like, well ahead of us and way smarter than us.
No, it was embarrassing because I still thought like I had like plastic boots from Payless and I thought that was fine. I was like,
you were right.
They were like extremely waterproof, not intentional.
Well, this is a good plan in Vancouver.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Plastic shoes from Payless.
You play your cards right, Alexi might put a cool pattern on them for you.
Oh, wait, are you shoe?
She just makes everything.
Okay.
I'm making the things. I'm trying to make the things.
Can you make, okay, could you make like, say, an? Can you make an ugly jacket? Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so, it depends on the jacket.
Okay.
And your interpretation of ugly.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm thinking like I go out, I find some jacket that has potential. But it's like kind of raggedy.
Can you pass it up? Yeah, we can do that.
So specific.
No, we can do that. That's
okay.
A thing.
And then I'm gonna keep that in mind.
You just got yourself another job.
today's like the day of like I'm like starting a whole new other career in like clothing.
I can see that for you.
Yeah.
I can really see it with like in your track pants with the cool zip.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm gonna copy. I'm gonna copy that.
Thank you.
I'm getting ideas.
Danica, what happened the first time you got drunk? Was it in grade 13?
Okay, no, actually this was, okay, so I'll tell you the first time I got drunk in quotation marks.
Yes.
Because, so the first time I ever was sort of introduced to alcohol was I was in a play in grade 8 because I'm a theater kid. And no one's surprised.
Yes.
Like, okay, we knew it. And this was, I played a nurse and I had like three lines, but I really like the nurse was not supposed to be a big role. And I absolutely like made it a big role.
You elaborated on the script.
That was literally, I like painted wrinkles on. I was like sashaying around the stage. The drama teacher was like, stop stealing from the main actors.
Like, you're like just being a nurse over here.
I'm like doing like cartwheels in the back. Yeah. So just this is me.
Nurse shit.
And you guys have to know that in the play, there's older kids, including a boy named Andrew.
What did Andrew do?
He was hot.
Oh, I thought he was bad. Okay, go on, Andrew.
No, he was actually like objectively probably not hot, but at the time he was hot. Mm. He had like really straight hair.
Oh, yeah, Andrew.
Oh, my God. It was so straight. Andrew.
He's on MySpace.com.
He was on MySpace.com and he was like funny drama boy. And he had to pick the nurse up. And that was like the most physical contact I've ever had with a guy at that point.
Yeah.
And I wore my like tightest little garage jeans. And I was like, okay, this is how we get them. It didn't happen. But smash cut to after the play, we have a like AF crew party.
Oh my God.
Which is just like truly like five teenagers sitting in a cemetery with like three coolers between us.
Oh yeah.
And like,
and they were all probably warm.
They were warm, like cidery coolers. And we had a pizza box that we were using as a Ouija board.
Oh yeah, yeah. Cause you're in a graveyard.
Exactly. So pizza box, Ouija board, and the Ouija board said my crush was going to die when he was 23.
Andrew. Didn't.
Yeah. Then I was like, okay, this is over.
How old is he now?
Probably well into 30.
Andrew, are you alive?
Get
the Ouija board.
He's alive and well. I like tracked over
Andrew,
time.
Did you like Danica in eighth grade drama?
Doomed romance in the cemetery. And then I touched my lips to like a grower's, and that's it. I acted so drunk than you've ever seen anyone act in their entire life. Giggling, rolling around
in the graveyard,
slurring my speech. My parents picked me up, and it got back to my dad, who worked at the school, that there had been alcohol at the cast party. Smash cut to Dark Night of the Soul, grounded for looking at a grower's.
Dad?
Yes.
You're like, then he cut me from the play.
He's like, this girl cannot handle the entertainment industry.
Yeah, yeah.
No. So that, I would say, is my first time getting, like, acting drunk.
Okay.
My first time getting drunk, like, for real, was, like, probably, like for real. Was probably
she's
like
hasn't happened yet.
I like pull out my Pinot Grigio.
My dad's still very much in my life.
That's okay. It was literally went to a party in grade 12. Had like I was like a big like I was like really want to be like I was like this is my big coming out. Like I'm not the little goody two shoes. I was like this is where people find out.
Yeah.
I drank so much tequila. I just remember the floor like coming up. Next thing you know, I'm being driven home by like a friend of a friend's mom, like ice cream.
Your first time getting drunk was tequila?
Oh no.
It should have been growers.
It's Kamloops, you guys.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it. Ruined my big coming out.
But sorry.
In a way, it was legendary after.
I think it's legendary forever.
It's legendary forever. And then obviously after that, college was. I don't remember anything I learned.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Strict parents. If you have strict parents and you go to college, like I'm RIP.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is like my mom was very strict. Like she's like kind of like a typical Asian mom in a lot of ways.
Okay.
She was really strict on me to a point and then was just like, I don't know. Like she just like quit like looking like watching over me.
Same. Wow.
And it's funny now because she does watch this and she's definitely finding shit out she didn't know and has never said anything to me.
Whoa, my mom comments on all the episodes.
I know.
Hello, mom.
Oh, okay.
This is Danica.
What did she say?
Well, there was one episode where we talked about how I used to shoplift when I was like 13.
Okay.
And she's like, you shouldn't say that. You're gonna get in trouble. I'm like, okay.
The police are like knock on the door.
They're watching all the podcasts.
No, that's like how Travis Barker got a neck tattoo and then he was like, guess I gotta be a musician for the rest of my life. That's what that podcast was for you. You're like, guess I gotta be a podcaster for the rest of my life.
Wow.
That information about me shoplifting that paintball gun is now out there.
That's a great theory.
Yeah.
I should No, I shouldn't reveal.
Yeah, just burn bridges and then it just narrows your career path.
Exactly. It just narrows it down. You figure out what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's a great piece of insight. I'm like, get a neck tattoo now.
I think you should.
Because I want to be.
That'd be great if Danica just got her first tattoo as a severe neck tattoo.
Just like,
guess what, guys? I already have a tattoo.
Oh, you do?
And it's really bad.
What is it?
Well, of course, this is like, I told you, strict parent side. So, of course, the second I moved out of the house, sprinted to the tattoo shop. And being the absolute white girl that I am.
It says Andrew on your back.
So, but it's, I wish. So, take one was me going to the tattoo shop, and I can't believe I'm confessing this, but I wanted to get lyrics from an Indigo Girl song.
That's cool. Oh,
no, no. But then they were like, your foot's too small. So I had to choose.
Your foot's too small? Your foot's
too small. I was like trying to get like a whole ass verse on my foot. And they're like, we can't. You can choose one word. And so I got the word extraordinary in typewriter.
That doesn't bother me at all.
That's cute. Yeah, guys. And then my whole family, I came home for Christmas, hiding a tattoo. Sock dramatically falls off, reveals the extraordinary tattoo. All my aunts and my mom then staged a photograph with writing on their foot that said like average, not that great.
That is funny. But oh my God. I just can't believe you're embarrassed about that in a world of like Porky Pig tramp stamps.
Yeah.
That's so not embarrassing.
But that you can kind of get away with. You're like, yeah, it's an ironic tattoo. This is like the most earnest tattoo that's ever been put on a body.
I love that.
It. But then you like wake up every morning and like poke your foot out of the blanket and like, yeah, extraordinary. Like,
you're extraordinary.
I came home one time with a tongue piercing and I tried to hide it from my parents.
Yeah.
And I just.
You just didn't speak for like a month?
Well, I just tried to see how long I could get away with it. I just gotten it and then went straight home.
That's like.
And my tongue was swelling and I was like.
What I was going to say is it's like I found out there's speech therapy for people with lisps, which is essentially just not to say S words. It's not even speech therapy. It's just avoiding certain words. It'd be funny if you did that with your tongue piercing.
I sort of did.
Before you get it done, you're like to your parents, you're like, hey guys, just so you know, I'm just really getting into sign language. So if you don't hear me talking for the next month, that's why. All right.
Okay. Innovative thinker in the room. Okay. Did it grow over?
My tongue. No, yeah. I just took it out after a while. But like, I definitely tried to hide it for like a couple hours with my parents.
Did you feel cool with it?
I did. It was so cool. I just started to get worried about because I would always play with it. And I'm like, I'm going to wear down my teeth.
Oh,
yeah, that happened. Yeah. I had this piercing. It started wearing down the gums on the front. So I took it out.
I had that too right here.
I once put a guy's lip ring in for him.
Like you pierced it or you put it in?
No, I just put it in because
it was already pierced. I just helped him.
I was like, yeah, for first year of college. And I was like, had the biggest crush on this guy with the ring. And I was like, uh-huh.
Andrew?
No, this was a different guy. His name starts with an S and he had a koi fish tattoo.
Sick. People with lisps can't even talk to him.
Yeah, so that was that. Putting in a guy's lip ring.
It's erotic.
Is erotic.
Yeah,
I'll say it.
It's sensual, you know?
It's sensual. I did it and I do it again.
Yes. Danica, you crazy.
I love that. I'm like foaming at the mouth over here. I like haven't talked to a boy in years. I'm like, who has a lip ring they need put in?
Oh, man.
My question for the audience.
Yeah. Danica,
yeah.
What was your first date like?
My first date was...
Or your best date.
Okay, my best date. Wait, can I tell you my worst date?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I dated... This is like my famous one and only boyfriend. And
he's famous?
He's famous amongst my inner circle. No, we wish it was Andrew. Andrew, if you're listening and you still have super straight hair...
I bet Andrew's still a piece of ass.
Andrew is. Well, actually, he was so skinny. he was so skinny. But that's hot now.
Yeah.
No, this guy wasn't skinny. He was like buff in a bad way.
What do you mean?
Oh.
He was, I think he was taking like supplements that like
HGH.
It was like that.
Did he have a temper?
Okay, so he lived with his mom, and the first time I went to go to his house, there was a hole in the wall, and I was like, uh-oh. It was like a classic, I was like, oh, like, what happened to your wall? And he was like, I was fighting with my mom.
you notice the hole is the facial print of her face, like, uh-oh, I don't know about this relationship.
Yeah, he was like classic, a punch hole in the wall guy.
Oh, that's what Jeff is like, that's what my boyfriend's like.
Okay, no.
That's what some of my ex-girlfriends
sorry,
are like.
Jeff, but you gotta go.
Jeff's getting that, roasted Jeff? Lately.
He is.
Jeff, that's my uncle's name. I don't know if that has any weight on the conversation.
I feel like people that are Jeffs, they can be quite a Jeff sometimes.
quite Jeff. A Jeff.
Okay, I want to meet Jeff. I want to see if he's a hole in the wall guy.
I always get along with Jeff really well. He's very calm.
He's not a hole in the wall sort of guy. Like, okay. Yeah.
You have defenders on this pod, Jeff.
Yeah.
He just happens to have holes in the wall, but he's not a hole in the wall guy.
Okay. But he, you know what? I will say on Jeff's behalf is he is a video game guy, and video games make you angry in a way that you would never know you could get that angry.
That's exactly what it is.
The video game to hole in the wall pipeline.
It is a wormhole.
We don't talk about this enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was my first ever boyfriend, and we met because we made out one time at a party, and then he was like, do you want to be my girlfriend? I was like, I guess this is how this works.
So
like,
romantic.
Absolutely. And we went to Dairy Queen and in the drive-thru, and we both paid separately for our Blizzard because he wouldn't pay for my Blizzard.
Oh, yeah, man.
And then
he's like, I believe in equality.
I already drove you
and
here.
I was like, hey, this is like cool. I'm like a university girl. I'm like, okay, a feminist alert. Holding my small Blizzard, I'm like a Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And then he goes to my house, and because he's a weightlifter guy, he ate six of my eggs in a row. Six in a pan.
He's gonna eat protein shake.
So I date this guy for a while, and but the story I really want to tell is the meet the friends story, because that's classic.
They weightlifters too.
So me, a classic girls' girl. No. They're White Rock Boys. Sorry, White Rock
Boys. Oh, yeah.
But that's like a brand. It's a brand.
It is a brand.
It's a niche. And if you like that, absolutely go off. But so I was tricked into going to what can only be called a pay-per-view UFC fight.
And all people to see there, Danica.
So I'm deceived. The lure that was used was there's gonna be other girls there.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna meet his friends. I'm gonna be absolutely guys, girl, drink lots of alcohol, be cool. I go to this fight, and I'm of course the only girl. And I'm girls' girl. I don't get along. Not that I don't get along with boys, but I'm like, when I've talked to them. So I got absolutely ripped out of my mind. Wake up, fight's over. I'm in this guy's little sister's bedroom. The little sister's like above me, like dancing to ABBA. Apparently, I'd been blacked out for like 4 hours. I'd eaten an entire loaf of this guy's bread. Like, there had been events beyond my control.
You had to soak up the alcohol somehow.
I had to soak up the alcohol somehow. I absolutely ruined my reputation as a guy's girl. And we broke up shortly after for unrelated reasons.
Unbread-related reasons.
For unbread-related reasons.
See, that doesn't really seem like you... He shouldn't be offended by that. It's like you were trying to hang.
I was trying to be a guy's girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was cheering for the boxing.
Gotta get the boxing.
I had my little wine. Like played a beer pong round.
She sounds like sounds fine.
Yeah. I ate the guy's French bread, but that can be replaced.
Ooh, French bread.
That was the French
now I get
then.
It.
Yeah.
That's just good stuff.
Are you guys drunk eaters?
Yes.
I want to be, but I stop myself.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's so fucking fun. Like, I love that clip of when you were drunk and you were eating those chips you stole from Subway. Yeah. Just like it's like literally the happiest I've ever seen anybody in my life. And she just was like, oh God, that's so, nothing tastes better than when you're that drunk. It just feels so good.
Because I used to be like a pasta chef. Like,
okay, what?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Wait,
So like every time that I drink, I want to cook like a big meal for like a lot of people.
Oh my
And then
God.
Eat it all together.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Okay, that's like kind of guy's girl.
Totally.
What?
Wow.
I like when I first started dating my boyfriend now, I remember there was like this big Canada Day party and I was working at like an Italian restaurant and yeah. we had a lot of like lasagnas, frozen lasagnas left over from Italian Day on the drive. So I brought like 3 restaurant sized lasagnas.
Oh my God.
To this party.
Okay, Angel. Angel is among us.
I was like, they're going to love this.
Wow. Okay, wow, lasagna.
Lasagna. I love it. I love it.
I forgot about lasagna until just now. She had like a flood of images of lasagna.
Yeah. Wow. See, I feel like it. That guy shouldn't have been offended by what you did yeah. there. Like, it's so not, I think you still were like a guy's girl there.
I was offended by what he did, yeah. making me pay for a small blizzard.
That's pretty wild. And then eating 6 of your eggs.
And then eating 6 of my eggs, which at the time were very valuable to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Omega-3. I needed that. Why do you think I'm so short? It was because I didn't eat those 6 eggs in college. Yeah. So that's my dating history, just for anyone who's interested in knowing about that.
Having a crush on Andrew and then dating that guy?
Yeah, it's kind of a Andrew to that guy to absolutely jump off cliff after that into sort of empty space.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm back on the apps.
Okay.
Yes. I'm back on the apps okay. as of yesterday.
Nice. Which ones?
Yeah. Get this, Hinge.
What's oh, which okay. one is that?
Hinge is the most earnest app. Hinge is like, she has a tattoo of the word extraordinary on her foot. That's like the app for me. Yeah. Hinge is like girls who wear like felt hats.
Oh, I love it.
But that's fine.
Why are you bringing yeah. Gina Harms into this?
I love Gina
too.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm wearing a Gina inspired eye right now. You probably can't see it because I sweated it
off. Oh yeah, she does the purple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I just mean that Gina is a 90s girl and she definitely has a blossom hat somewhere at home.
And we love that. Yes. So I'm on Hinge and I obviously spent like more time than I've spent on any project this quarantine writing bios. And they're like not horrible.
Wow.
But it's not getting a lot of traction.
What?
Oh, no. It's getting a medium amount of traction.
These fools out of here.
I think it's maybe a bit too unhinged.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember like Randy Neumeier came on here the other day and she was saying that there's a lack of boys who will riff with her.
Yeah. Randy's riff with boys is terrifying to me. Sorry,
just her
Randy.
Telling them to shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be hard to keep up. But then I'm sort of the yin to that yang, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she said that she likes when guys can do different voices. Oh. She's like, even in the comedy scene, I don't encounter that.
Different voices physically?
Yeah. Like we were talking about people who can do impressions and like, she was like, I love that. But no guys do that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. A guy who does impressions. I never thought of that being hot.
Yeah. She should just get it over with and date Patrick Malia. It's very obvious.
Oh, that's wow.
See, like,
that's true.
I really love like when a guy can do an impression well.
Yeah.
But the worst thing ever, which is super polarizing, is when a guy thinks he can do an impression well and he sucks.
And he's like, just that's the worst like, Cartman ever for you.
Oh, that's like delete block.
Like, I'm like, okay, are these impressions happening in the context of a comedy show or in the wild?
In the wild.
Yeah, in the wild, if you're just riffing.
I don't,
and a
I've
celebrity
never,
comes up, you do no. the impression of them.
I've never, ever heard of that happening.
It's very common, Danica.
I would run for the hills if that happened.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want an impressionist.
But like, what if it was like really good? What if it was like impressive, like in the wild, and you're like, oh, that's actually very good. What the?
Yeah.
Guys, I don't like impressions. I don't like them.
Well, that's good because Randy can have this part of the market. Yeah. You can have this other part exactly. of Hinge.
The market is divided equally. Yeah.
You can split it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I would say I like whatever the opposite of impression. I swear.
Someone with no personality.
Yes. That's exactly my type. Yeah, that's exactly it.
I want to, it's interesting, like I notice on this podcast, a lot of comedians we have on will discuss their romantic goals. And like the ones you've explained, and then also like Robert Peng came on here and was just like, I'm still a virgin. And then we were like, well, we're gonna, when you do have sex, come on here and we'll have a party.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and then I want, because Andrea Jin has a bit about him being a virgin, so she can come on and like host it.
Yeah.
Like, I like that idea.
Yeah.
For I these like kinds of things. I like that idea too. I do kind of think of myself as the Robert Peng of like, like relationships. Aww. I'm like, I still have a relationship. That's my Robert Peng impression.
That's pretty good.
I love Andrea Jin's bit about how he's like, but I'm an engineer. I'm very qualified.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, Robert.
Yeah.
Oh, Robert. Okay. Romantic goals. Wait, you guys are both in relation.
Yeah. Mm.
Guess what? I'm the only one in my friend group not in a relationship.
Mm. Oh.
So I have a lot of pressure to bring the fun right now.
Like there's pressure on you to bring fun to them.
Yes.
What do you mean?
You can't let them like slip away into the relationship.
Oh,
yeah, that's
well,
fair.
I think it's inevitable for at least the first like 6 months.
That they disappear.
Yeah.
Off
yeah. Yeah.
That's true. So we give 6 months and then we bring the fun.
Then it's just, you got to give them the grace period of like disappearing into it for a little bit because they can't
How
help
long
it
is the
not.
Grace, the but, grace period is only 6 months or longer.
I'd say it's about 6 months, but you have to keep like harassing them.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Reminding them that you're there, but don't expect anything for the first
yeah,
6 months.
Yeah, like my feelings will get hurt if I feel like we're close and then now I just don't hear from you anymore a little, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Not where I'll be like, fuck you. I'll just be like, oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I friends, 6 months to a year statute of limitations on honeymoon period.
At a certain point, they're going to need some friend time that isn't with the relationship.
At a certain point, I'll come and break them up.
That's enough out of you two.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like reverse Parent Trap.
Yeah, yeah. You separate couples. That's your whole thing.
I feel like I'd be good at that.
I don't know. I think you'd be vindictive, and I don't think you're vindictive at all.
No, I don't think I'm vindictive. I say mysteriously.
Winks at us.
Just like dropping like little hints here and there. Like, he's not very good at cleaning up, is he?
Yeah. How could you? Kinda,
she does it like, that's cute how he never pays for your blizzard.
Anyway. Are you sure he's enough for you?
Yeah.
I end up losing all my friends. It absolutely backfires.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the plan.
Okay.
1 year and then some intervention happens.
You just start your own dating app where it's for couples that you want to split up.
Okay, actually greenlit. That idea is greenlit.
I love it.
That could be an app.
I went on a date with like 3 years ago on Bumble. He's like still on Bumble and he started a dating app.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No way. He started
for him just
app.
Himself.
What
it's,
is
it's called it date, was like dateandrew.com.
I would sign up for that. I'd be your first registering customer. No, this is like helping people find real connections.
Oh no.
And I was like, okay, I couldn't squeeze a drop of information out of this guy on the date.
Ooh.
It was like 28 questions.
Ooh.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? There's a dating app just for celebrities, and the only way you can get on it is if another celebrity invites you onto it. And they have to do, they have to send an email and stuff.
Wow.
And a friend of mine is on it and she said that she'd never been on a dating app. And she, the first person's profile that showed up was the guy who founded the app. She was like, I don't know about this.
Okay.
Seems like some kind of pyramid dating scheme.
It's smart. That's like Lin-Manuel Miranda putting himself in his own place.
Yes, exactly.
Similar situation.
But it was funny, like there's this comedian I know who opened for Amy Schumer on tour. And then Amy Schumer wrote the email for him to get on the app.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, she does that for those guys.
Okay, so now I just have to open for Amy Schumer.
Yeah, you can do it.
Step one. Okay, wait. So who's on this app? And who can write me an email?
So my friend who's on there said she saw
check people.
She said she saw John Mayer on there.
Oh. Nope.
Why?
No, apparently he's trash in a can.
Is the can bed? What's that mean?
No, personality wise.
Oh, okay. Cause
didn't no Taylor Swift wrote Dear John about him.
Mm. Oh,
I see it all now that you're gone.
Okay. It must be about the app.
So that's
Taylor swiped left on John Mayer.
That's a
on
no
app.
For John for me.
Okay.
John's toxic. But
She like changed her mind already.
I'm like, I don't know if he's listening and you wanted to ask, I would.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
But I've had my warnings from Taylor.
Lyrically. So, via lyrics.
Yeah. That's it. John, just John.
I can't remember. She said some other people, but I can't remember. That was the one where I was like, that's weird he'd be on the app. Seems like he doesn't need any help.
Wait, who's your guys' celebrity crush?
Oh, interesting.
You know what? Eli Roth.
Yeah, wait, why do I not know who that is?
He's a horror movie director. It's kind of niche.
Guys, I mean like big celebrity. It can be someone you could
Brad
actually,
Pitt.
Yeah,
Brad. Oh, big celebrity?
It can't be someone that you could ever... Wait, no. Actually, I believe that you guys could have...
I believe that you could, too.
But it can't be director. It has to be like...
Brad Pitt.
Okay, front of screen. That now that's Brad an Pitt. Iconic celebrity crush.
Oh, I love. Yes. There's a good reason.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, okay. What's the guy that plays Spider-Man with opposite of Zendaya? He's like British and he's like kind of funny.
Oh, Andrew Garfield?
No. The newest one, right? No. Like the...
Yes. What is his name? He's like, he looks kind of like average Joe guy, but has a British accent. And in publicist interviews, he's always so funny.
I don't know, he's so cute.
He's so cute.
I don't know his name though.
Okay, and also Maddie is gonna absolutely slit my throat for saying this because this is also her celebrity crush, is Julia Louis-Dreyfus's son.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
He is the hottest person I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah. He's hilarious. So and his mom is Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I love her.
I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus had your hair at one point.
Okay, so it's meant to be. I'm like, hopefully he has a mom complex. And I'm like, he doesn't even have, like, how famous is he? There could still be a chance.
Yeah.
DM slide.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's
so funny.
I noticed too, like with certain celebrities, some of them don't want to date other celebrities.
Yes.
So nothing's outside the realm of possibilities, Danica.
Yeah. What do you guys, what's your take on Zac Efron meeting his girlfriend as a waitress and sweeping her away?
I could tell your take on it. I like that.
Yeah. You like that.
Yeah.
Wait,
wouldn't?
Okay, wait, but then also I'm like kind of worried for her because I'm like, okay, now you're just going to be Zac Efron's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Some people are okay with that.
Yeah. I'm like, you're just, says me. So
all you are is a super hot dude's.
Yeah. Dude's girlfriend.
I guess it depends on her goals.
Okay, I did a very thorough creep of her Instagram. And I will say I got in early. I was like first wave. Because when I creeped her, she only had 5K followers. Next day it was like 25. Ooh,
wow, you got in early.
I got in early.
Yeah.
And she seems like a lovely girl.
I believe it.
And I'm happy for them.
It's like,
for now,
if somebody who's not a celebrity dates a celebrity, they're inevitably going to be considered that celebrity's significant other. So it's either... you just don't date celebrities or you become okay with that title, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Would you guys be okay with that title? Would you be okay with being Zac Efron's girlfriend?
I would love to be Zac Efron's girlfriend.
Okay, that's a yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that was
those abs. Are you kidding me?
Hesitant yes. And now he's like reformed. He's like a reformed Hollywood celebrity.
Oh, what happened?
Have you seen his show?
I've seen. Oh, I heard some great snippets.
It's cute.
Where he's like, beard. I love pasta. I gotta get out of this goddamn town.
It's funny because he has a similar personality to a friend of mine who is my friend and I like him, but I also think he's kind of a dick.
Okay.
And so I'm like, fuck you, but I like you also.
Like,
that's kind of how I feel about him.
Okay, your friend that reminds you of Zac Efron that's a dick is my type. I'm like, beautiful. Okay, yeah, I'm proud of Zac and his journey to liking pasta. I'm proud of what he's done. I'm proud he's moving to Australia and he has his little cooking show where he wears his little outdoor gear. Cute. Could I be on a show that I host it?
Whatever it is, yes, you could be.
What should it be?
It's funny because Gina just started her podcast, which is about like 90s pop culture. It seems like you're super into 2000s pop culture.
Okay. I'm like a Gen Z.
Yeah.
Okay. What do I even talk about? I guess I talk about the song like Smack That. The song Smack That caused some disruption in my family.
It seems
that was like the school dance song.
That was the school dance song.
Yeah. I just feel like whatever your show would need to feel like one-on-one gossip with your audience.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That is one thing I will say I've missed dearly, 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 is there's no drama these days.
She's like, and personally, I hate it.
You have to scrounge in the streets.
I don't know. You're in the Vancouver comedy scene. Seems like there's lots of drama all the time.
There's not enough. The drama isn't good.
Well, it's not fun.
It's not fun. It's like sad.
Racist.
I don't like racist drama. I like rich people drama.
Oh, okay.
So I need to get rich.
Yeah. Or die trying like 50 Cent.
Yeah. Okay. Flipped it in. Yeah. I'm like, do you guys have any?
that's your show. You just go, got any drama? And
tell me
and
about
your
drama.
Guest comes on and you guys gossip publicly about people.
I actually, you know, it would ruin my life, but I would die happy. I love it. Wait, anything? Nothing? Even about a friend of a friend?
This is the show.
This is the
it's
show.
It's like you just want any kind of interesting, like, I'll tell you this. One of my cousins has 5 kids and has never had a job.
Whoa. What?
And my mom, it pisses my mom off so much because the whole thing, like my mom, when I was growing up, she'd always be like, you have to work hard. There's no handouts in this life. You provide for yourself. You don't expect anything from anybody. And then that's her sister's kid.
Oh, no.
So she hates it. It's so entertaining in a way, but it's also like such a dredge on society.
Oh, how does that work fiscally?
Welfare.
For 5? Boy.
Yeah. So I remember when I was growing up, my mom, we went to one of my relatives' place. And they had a big screen TV and a dog and soup, like cable, and we didn't. And I was like 4 or 5 or something. I was like, Mom, how did they have all that and not a job? And my mom was like, see that? That's not fair, is it? Whoa. It was like this like moment of like,
a moral
see that?
Of the story,
you see that? Not fair, is it? Wow. I have to work all the time. I barely see you.
Oh, you know what I mean? Mom.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Now do you have a flat screen TV?
I do have a flat screen TV,
okay,
but I work way too much.
Okay, this is like a fable now.
Yeah, see that?
Because you got the flat screen TV. I'm Brothers Grimm right now. And like, you got your TV, yeah. But you work too much. You never get to spend time with your TV.
That's true. It's true.
So that's kind of sad.
See that? I should have just done what my cousin did.
That's the drama.
Yeah.
That's there the drama. Is. Do you have any drama? Even something old?
Something old.
She's hungry for it.
I have a story.
Okay.
I've been debating about whether or not to tell this on the podcast, but I think it's very funny.
I'm trying it out. It.
Okay. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to tackle this in a way that's effective. But
okay. So
before I started dating my boyfriend, I was on Tinder and I was talking to a few people here and there.
John Mayer,
exactly. Before he switched over to the elite celebrity Tinder. Yeah. And I was talking to one of my close friends. We were both audio engineers. I'm not going to say his name because he's the bad guy in the situation.
Oh, no.
So I was in a session and he was kind of just sitting and he's like, can I go through your Tinder? Can I just like see what's going on? I just want to see. I want to talk to people. I'm like, sure. Okay. Yeah. So I give him my phone. I'm working and, you know, I'm not paying attention to what he's doing. I didn't know, but he starts talking to some random guy that I didn't match with, just a guy on there. And he's taking it way too far. He's like, oh yeah, like I really think you're sexy. And the guy was not sexy.
Oh no.
And he's like, oh, I want to come and meet up with you. Like, where do you live? So the guy gives who he thinks is me his address over Tinder. And then my friend is like, oh yeah, I'm like outside. And so I don't know he's doing all this. I go back and read it all through afterwards.
He gave your address?
No. The guy gave
me
yeah. his address. And then my friend is like, oh, I'm like outside. Where are you? And I guess the guy had like gone outside and he's like, I'm outside. Where are you? And I go back and read all this after my friend has done all this. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Oh my God.
Why would you do this? This is so mean. But then at this point, like this guy thinks like that I'm all in. So I don't want to like be mean to him. And I want to like let him down easy. I'm like, hey man, you know, I left, but you know, you're going to find somebody and I had to go. I had an emergency. I had to go, but you know, you're going to find somebody. You're an awesome person. And like, you know, I didn't want to like be mean, right? Cause my friend was so mean by doing that, right?
That's so sad.
There's more. There's like way more in this karma.
I'm on the edge of my seat when you said karma. I'm drooling for karma.
So, a few months later, I meet this guy in person, not that guy, another guy in person though. Like not over Tinder.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just someone else.
Different guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And we start dating and it's like kind of going well. Okay. And then he's like, oh, you should come over to my friend's house because we're all going to be hanging out and going downtown.
No.
So I go there after work. He gives me the address. I show up and I'm like, well, this address seems familiar. I don't know why. So I show up and we're all hanging out in the kitchen with his friends. We're all talking and they're like, oh, where's, I'm going to call him John. Yeah. They're like, where's John, talking about a roommate? And they're like, oh, he's like in his room. And as they're saying that, John comes out of his room and he's pulling up his pants and it's just like gross. And he's like walking to the bathroom. And as he's walking down the hallway away from me, he turns around and looks at all of us and our eyes meet. And I'm like, that's the fucking guy.
Oh my God, you were in his house.
I was in his house.
Oh my God, but you dodged a bullet.
Well, he looked at me and I looked at him and I realized that like the guy that I was dating and that guy from Tinder, they were friends, but we didn't make this connection. But so that happened, we all went out. And then shortly after that experience, me and this guy I was dating kind of ghosted each other, and I know why he ghosted me.
Oh, but you didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything wrong.
That was not, you are an accidental bully in that situation. Danica. So we have vintage bully, accidental bully.
Right? It is not my fault.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a fable in a way also.
I wasn't sure, and I've been like thinking about like telling this for so long, but I'm like, I don't know if like, it's kind of mean, right? Like, how do you?
But you weren't mean.
It wasn't on you. I absolve you. Listen, I absolve people of their drama.
I just trashed my cousin. You're fine.
Okay, that's a
for being
good
a
one.
Welfare abuser. Like, you're fine.
Yeah, you really went. You went for it.
She won't hear this.
You went for it. Well, this has been absolutely amazing for me.
I'm now sold on the Danica. What's your drama? Podcast.
What's your drama it. Podcast?
It's actually a great idea.
Where we provide the people with the drama.
You just have a guest and you go, what's your drama?
What is people's drama? And then
I would like drum up drama just to give you more material.
Yeah.
I would love that. I like absolutely ruined Vancouver. Vancouver's on fire. I'm sitting here in my stupid little yellow jacket. Cackling. Yeah. Okay. I know. I need to cause some drama too. But I'm like, that's why I'm on the apps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can't cause drama at work because that has repercussions.
Exactly. I think you should come back on this show soon and just read some of your dating app conversations.
Oh my God, they're so bad. I'm putting full pedal to the metal gas on these, which is actually maybe my first mistake.
Like maybe you're trying really hard to like make a connection, you mean?
No, I'm like trying to be like funny. Oh no, that's embarrassing. They're like, okay, it's not working, babe. I'm like exclamation star emoji. I think it's like hard to get my like tone over an app. Then they're like, what's happening?
Yeah. Well, you are one of the most eccentric people I've ever met. So I would wonder how that would translate if someone doesn't even know you and it's just typing.
Exactly. It's you know? Tough.
Yeah.
I need to do a better sentence structure. More punctuation.
Alexia is his friend who will do your Tinder for you.
Yes, exactly.
I could get into some dramatic situations.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, better sentence structure. That's going to be my goal. It'll be more like comma. Period.
I don't know if punctuation is the problem.
I'm like, okay, we hacked my dating life. It's punctuation. You guys are like, it's not the punctuation.
There are too many commas here.
Yeah, it's just too many. Commas. Yeah.
That's a complaint to the people on the apps, is punctuation.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. I'm like literally so warm, but in a good way.
Well, we're going to finish, so you can do what you will with your yellow jacket.
I'm going to keep it on.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
I'll die in this jacket.
We are in COVID after all.
It's a very cute jacket.
Yeah, I love it. Reminds me of April O'Neil, kind of.
Nobody's going to know that it's
fishing for compliments. Yeah.
Oh, my outfit's just so uncomfortable. Good thing it looks so good.
Except nobody's going to know that it's yellow.
Yeah, it's true.
We're black.
We are black and white after all. Danica, thank you for coming on the podcast. It's nice to have you on in person. I'm glad the two of you could meet.
Yeah.
I love What's Your Drama. I think you should do that show.
Maybe it'll be a show by the time that this
episode comes out. It should be.
Who knows?
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.